We're on Daf Ein Gimel Amud Beis, and 12 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Memenes Chaya Loimar Ze Koyin Ze Levi Ze Nosin Ze Mamzer. What does he Rashi? Ze Koyin Ze Levi Noshim sheyoldu b'bayis achas. There were women that gave birth in one bayis, eishes koyin, the lady, nosin a mamzer. And there's a meyaledes, a chayef. Now there are four babies in front of us, and she's telling us, this is a ben koyin, this is a ben lady, this is a nosan, this is a mamza, and she's nema. So the Gemara says, "Bamed dvorim amurim." When is she nema? Shaloi kara aleha sham ira. Then no one was ma'ara on what she said. She's saying this is a ben koyin, and no one disagrees. Avol kara aleha ira. But she says, this is the ben of the koyin, and someone says, no, this is the ben of the mamza. It's ein on the menes. What does Rashi say? Shloi kora ole ire, shloi yotza ma'ire al havlad loima, ze beno shaleishes mamza. There's no one here that disagrees with her. And she says that this is a ben koyin. So then the din is that she's nema. But if there's someone that's ma'ara and disagrees with her, ain't in the menes. So the Gemara asks, irer demai. Now who was ma'ara? Ileima irer chad. If you'll say one person was ma'ara, one person is saying that this child is a mamza. Va'omar Rabbi Yochanan ein irer poches mishnayim. To passel a person, to say he's a mamzer, you have to have two eidim to say this. Ein ira poches mishnayim. So how could it be that one is nemon to be ma'ara? Afilu, without her saying, stamazoy, a person should come and say this person's a mamzer, ein ira poches mishnayim. So the Gemara answers, ela ira trei. It's speaking about the two eidim, are saying that this person is a mamza. Speaking about that one person is saying he's a mamza, and she's not nemon kineged one person. How could one person bechlal passel anybody? Hani mili heichet de ise chazoket de kashrut. That means if a person has a cheskes kashrut, who's huchzik de kashrut, and now a person out of the clear blue sky comes and says that you're a mamza, so he's not nemon. But over here, these children, there's no chazoket de kashrut whatsoever. I haven't the faintest idea which child belongs to which mother. No, the chaya said that this is a ben koyin. So they only gave her a nemonis if no one is ma'ara kenegdo, but if someone is ma'ara kenegdo, so then she's not nemon. Malecha de leke chazok de kashris is chad nami mehemon, and he's nemon kin, and she loses her nemon. Let us see Rashi. Hey, God, is lay chazok of the kashra. Show you murzokim by becheskas kosher. Aval hey, God, the less lay chazok of the kashra. Shalai noida la bries mihu a kosher. No one knows who the kosher is. Vala yotza echad mem yedei sofik. They said no one was ever yaitza miklal sofik. So then the din is the what? That a neidechad is neman to be ma'ara. L'chayre, so we have here two l'shaynes in the Gemara. If that the Baraisa says, "Avol kara la'iro einan emenes," So the first Lashon also means Irer of two Eidim. Two Eidim were Ma'ara. So Lachayre is Kan Shayel Aben. So what's the Chiddush? Anisha says that this person is a Kain, and two Eidim say that that he's a mamzer, v'shteitzach to aid the manema. Why? What's the chiddush? So Bemison, this kasha the Marit asks. The Marit says Bemison pshat according to the first lotion pshat is as follows. According to the first lotion, we have a klal that Rabbi Yochanan said ain't ira pochas mishnai. So whenever it says irer, it means shnai. So yotza leo irer, that says that she's not nemon. So after this klal of ein irer pochas mishnayim, so irer means shnayim. So it's coming to tell us davke two and not one. That is the chiddush. That the emison is the chiddush of the beraisa. He says after the klal of Rabbi Yochanan. So I know that ein ira pochas mishnayim. So it's coming to tell us tafke a ira which we know as a teiras ira is nemon kenegdo, and that the emison is not a chiddush because v'shteitzach to eidim on nemon kenegdo an isha. But it's coming with the UK tafke two in that one. In the second lashon holds a filu one is also nemon. Now for 1 minute, let us see the Ran. There's a Yesaidus to Keran on our Gemara. From Daf Lamed Aleph, from Lamed Aleph, the Daf Yavit. Nemen Eschai Yeloi Mezekayim Zeleidi. The Keran is the third line of the Ran, on top of the Yomit. Arba noshim shiyoldu babayis echot, eishes koyim, belevi, genosin, and mamza. So she's nemo. So the Ran puts down a yesoi, veloi midina. She's not nemo meikaradin, ala deim nuo rabono. The rabono gave her an amon. That means minatera, she's bechlau not nemo. The fee, and why did the rabono give her an amon? If we won't give her an amonis, so we'll never be able to be mavara. So we'll lose all our chishboinis, l'gabi yuchsin. So they gave her an amonis, so now we know we were holding in the world. This is a koyin, this is a mamza. But her own amonis is, shloi kora olavira, shloi yotza ma'ira al hablad, loi mezebino shaleishis mamza. So the Gemara asks, "Ein ira pochas mishnayim." So the Gemara says, "That's afkiv dezeches kashkashen." But leichad the lesle chazoked the kashkashen shloi huzak ella beedis ishazu. So that's the quality with huzak the kashkashen. This isha, which is an amonis to rabono, said that he's an ishes koyin. That he's a ben koyin. He was born from the ishes koyin. That's doesn't fall together of Uzak, so here, Neidechot is Nemo. Va'afal gav, dehem nuo rabon. Frekteran akashe, abo. The Chazal gave her Nemonis, Nemenis chaye loina, rekoyim v'ze leidim. Vomrinen, dechol mokim, shemine teire eidechot, harei kan shnai. So the Ran asks a kasha, whenever we have an amonis, this halacha God was said by Meis Baila, and Eidechot says Meis Baila. And then someone is makrish deid and says loy meis. So we have a klal, kol mokim shemina teire Eidechot, harei kachnayim. So if Yenna has an amonis, so it has a cheshivis of shnayim. And if someone wants to be makrish, they can't be makrish. So the male effect Rana Kasha, so there's a new problem over here. Lamaisa, Chazal gave her an amonis. Whatever reason that the Ran says they gave it, there's a reason. But we're mamming her. So if you have an aid that has an amonis, so another aid cannot be makrish the first day. Zokteran, hainuk shadovo beinyin shoroi lahamin boi eidecho. That is dafke if there is a nemonis of an eidecho. Kimil se David eligluye. For example, there we're talking about meis bailo. So Nisha says meis bailo. So Chazal gave an amonis to an eidechot because it's a mil savide diglui, a mil savide diglui lo imishakri yitsh. So there's an amonis take. There's an amonis, that means, you know, it's connected, it's chazay, tadova shebe erve, but al koponim, they gave an amonis to eidechot with a cheshbet. So memele, so if there's an amonis, an eidechot has an amonis with a cheshbet, from a mele, so then there's a cloud, kamokim shmina tere decha, da reikan shnaim, ein vov shalecha da mokim shnaim. Abol hoche, ein achaya nemet. There's no reason to be mamita. Elo midnei sha'al horoi v'yev shemalavo. We gave her an emonis, not because there are factors that tell us we have to be mamita. There's no factors that tell us. So, no, hechich lo yeguna, we have no way of finding out the yichis of the children which are born. So, hemne rabona. Hilkach, kol shaboy, decho de makrisho, apelach eshiba, ina nemet. So the Ran says, pshat, in the second lashon of the Gemara, that in eidecho des nemon, because since this is only an emonis de rabbonon, outs, yev shemelav ochi, this emonis is not enough komakim shemina, and it would seem the first lashon holds that a filo in this, but since they gave an emonis already, we have to be consistent that whenever an eid has an emonis, there's a klal of komakim shemina for you. The Beis Shmuel asks Akasha, why isn't she not nemon min ha-teire? L'cheire, if there's no chazoke. So she's an eidecha, it's not connected to this chazik. So the Beis Shmuel says, Amir de Kezach, that the Ran holds, the isha ain't an emenes, afilo bedovo, she'ain lo'y chazoke, ela b'milse d'avidi l'kli. The Beis Shmuel says he doesn't know where the Ran got it from, but the Beis Shmuel says, Beis Shmuel. Ayala Sashacha asks, the Ran himself in Gittin says that we learn out Eidecho Namibisun from the Sofrola. We learn out from Anisha. She's not the Cheske She Teiroye Kol Shoh, so she's not saying Kenegan is Chazik, so she's not meant to say that there's Ipsikom Ayona. Rabal Kapotam, this is a Mirdike, this Khan is a Mirdike Ran. Why she should not be Nemam in the Torah, Al Taydech, or Nemam be Surah? And each of us, from the Meshmul, it would seem that Anisha, there's a Psa-Bazundra Chesson in the Monas of Anisha. That would seem that's how the Meshmul and the Sipshat in Aram. Let us go further. Nemon bal mekach. Now, this is the sefer of that, the braisa we just learned. Tona rabona. Nemen is chaya. A chaya is nemon to say the yichus of the children that she gave her, even though there are a few yichusim in the bayis, she is an nemon. Nemon bal mekach. Person who is selling a Mecca. And we'll see there's a dispute who this was sold to. So Neman ba Mecca loima loze mochalti. So loze loima chalti. He's Neman to say who he sold it to. What does Rashi say? לזה מחרתי, עם שניים מאירים על המקה. יבטו פיפול המאיר על המקה. זה אומר מחרת לי. וזה אומר לי מחרת, ושלי המקה. And the shayla is, who le maise did the moiche selatum? Le kamen mukilo she shneim nosnu leidon. That the case is speaking about, that these two leichem, both of them gave him money. Kol echad ve echad domim shleine. They gave him the full amount of the money. No, echad mi daite ve echad bal koche. But one, he wanted to accept the money, and one, he didn't want to accept the money. But he stooped in the money. Now, each one is tining that I was the one that you were asking to sell it to me. So the Baal Mekach, the Moicher, is Nemon to say, to be Mevara, to who he sold it to. But the Baraisa continues. But before we go further, it would be just Kedai to mention a Loshen of Beran. The Ran to emphasize the place of Sakashe. The Ran says, Toich HaDvorim, Kishem Sheheminu Chaya, Bipnei Sheberoi Pomim, Yev Shebelav Hochi, so there was an amonus, they gave an amonus of a chaya. The reason, that means even though meikere than a chaya wouldn't be an amonus, but l'tzeirech hadovo, they gave an amonus to the chaya. The same thing, nami l'moicha. So they were mamen l'moicha. It's also a takonus chachonim. And that al koponim, if there'll be any sechsuchim, who purchased these metalpulim, normally there's no edim by a store that's selling things. You have a beautiful esrig and there's people bidding for the esrig and all of a sudden this one wants to buy it, this one wants to buy it, and all of a sudden he has a whole a bunch of money, this one gave him money, and each one is signing that you sold it to me. So they gave the moicha and emon. But let us continue further. Amed vorim amurim, Bisman Shemekhoi Biyodim. When he's holding, if we're speaking about Esrogim for practical purposes, the Esrog is still in his hand. He has the Esrog in his hand, and he has money in his hand. So Memele, he's them on to say, Reuven gave the money Vidati, Shimon gave it Malkoth. They had no intention of selling it to Shimon. Avol Ein Mekhoi Biyodai Ein Ein Emon. But if he gave them the Esrog already, and they're fighting, he lost his Nemanus. He's not Neman anymore. Let us see what is the difference between Mekhe Biyodi and Ein Mekhe Biyodi. Dot Rashi, Bizman Shem Mekhe Biyodi, so Rashi says Alom. The Rami Alei Lameida. Now, he has in front of him, he has the Esrog that he sold to one person. Let's say that the price of the esrog is $150. He has $300 in front of him, and an esrog, and two screaming leichem. Each one is tiny, he sold it to me, he sold it to me. So, the Rami Olei Lameidak, so this is something, they gave him an amonis, when it's important to him to remember who he sold it to. And Kozman, he is the Esrig, so it's very important for him to remember. The Rami Leila made it. Shloi lachse loi mize, lachse loi domo, viyite ne mekel v'misha le nimka loi, v'kom loi v'misha pono. Hilkach made it right. That means, Kozman, the Esrig is in his hands, so he knows he is a problem facing him. Two people gave him money. Now, if he's going to give back the money to the wrong person, so he'll be able to mishapora, a klola. I mean, the person, even though Mois ain't him kindness, You could be chayzer from the Mecca. But you get a klala. Who wants such a klala? Mishapah, midir hamavu, midir hamloge. I mean, he's not looking for klalas. So, Kol's man, he is the Yesrik. I saw that Dvar Yaakov is on a very geshmak about Rav Shmuel. That Rashi Shita is in Bob Metzia. At Bemison, that's what Chazal and Mavkiya Kinyan Mois, we hold in Mikra Din Mois Kainis, we pass on Rav Yochanan. Chazal said, whoever the reason was, they said, Minatera Mois Kainis. But, they gave the Moicha a schus to be Chayza. I mean, for every Kinyan, if it says, I can't be Chayza. If you want to be Chayza, you can be Chayza. But you have to know there's a price you have to pay for it. You'll be Yisholten. But you could be chayzer. So Rav Shmuel says, "Pshat this Rashi as follows." So this person, he's in a very delicate situation. He has the yester. So now, if he gives it to the wrong person, he's not chayzer. Chas v'shalom, doesn't want to be chayzer. So he's giving it to the wrong person. So he's a gazlan. Because man is no chazor and mois kainis. So that dichan erens the shayla. I'll take Ruben Zesik and give it to Shimon. So I have to be keen. I have to be aware of what's happening. Nobody say, no, there's no shayla and gesel. Because I sold it to Ruben. I can be chayzer. Give it to Shimon. But then, listen, then you have to accept the misha pora. So, Kozman, the mekech is biyodoi. It's very much negeya for him to remember who he sold it to. So Chazal gave him an amonis. Kol's man, he is in a matzav of remembering who they gave him the amonis. Kol's man is in a matzav that he remembers who he sold it to. Avol bizman she'ein mekhoi biyodai, ushnei moichsim boi. What happens? The mekech is no more biyodai. That means, he gave it, and then one grabbed it from the other, and he's out of the parish, but he has nothing to do anymore with it. This one grabbed it from the other, he gave it to the right balabos, and then one grabbed it from the other, so now he's, this parish, it's not Nikaya him anymore. They have a fight between themselves. He's up to selling the next trick. I mean, he's gonna, the whole talk is gonna be involved in at least the people. So to remember now who he sold it to, this Mekach of an hour ago, they're fighting around, it's out of his mind already. It's not negeya him, so it's out of his mind. It's ainin emon, so we didn't give him amonis, the kibin, the lav oleiram. Since it's not negeya him anymore, he doesn't have any problems anymore. Sulay daik liska elamiyu, so he's not medayik, so he won't remember taken. So they didn't give him an amonis. The amonis was only given to the moichet, and the rabbonadik in the amonis was given kozman, he's, it's negeya him to know who he sold it to, so he doesn't forget about it, but after he's out of the parsha, so he forgets about it, so he doesn't have an amonis. So they didn't give him an amonis. Aber ein mekre biyodei ein ein nemon. Fregte gemore, v'nechse izuzei mima noka. Let us see what Rashi said. Kosal kedaitach, the gemore held, shloi kibol mois elo meyechet mehen. The gemore understood that he got money from one of them. So, Havadai mitchedocher zuzi deman kibul. So this is something that's not difficult to remember. You don't need such a good memory to remember. One person gave him money. So, Mastami remembers who gave him the money. So, Memele, so if he remembers, you don't need the pressure of a mishapora that's the only way that he'll remember. It's not a big deal. One person gave him money. So Mestami, he remembers who gave him money, so Chazal should be Maman de Moicha, Philo Ein Mekhe Biyot. So the Gemara says, Loi Tzricha de Noken Mitavai, you're 100% right. If the deen is one person gave him money, and I don't know who that person is, and I ask the moichin says, oh, Reuven was the one that gave you the money. He's not getting that money. There's no difference between that. Palei Mechamir is also that. Now we're speaking about that both of them gave money. So Memele now, so there is, so now, but he has to remember clearly which one gave me Daita and which one gave Bal Kocha. This already is a more delicate situation to remember. What does Rashi say? What does Ein Yadua Lono mean? Ein Yadua Lono means that he says also, the Moshe says, oh, I remember they both were through, they were giving, pushing me the money, but Reuven gave me Daita and Shimon gave Bal Kocha. But since we cannot be assured with the memory of the Moicha, because it's already Lava Daita, since the Mekach is out of his hand, so Ein Yadu Alana, so we don't know. That means even though the Moicha says that he remembers, we cannot rely on the Moicha. So Ein Yadu, so we don't know. So we don't know who gave him the money. So by Bekhe B'yodah, we do know because it's Nagei the Meichel, Gabi Mishapora. So Melisov, he says, so we can assume he's right. We gave him an amonis. But by Mekhe B'yodah, since it's vague by him already, since it's not too much Negeya, so Mele, Ein Yadu Alon. That is how Rashi learns Pshat Nesugim. Now let us see Taisu. And Tosfos on Ein Gimel Amud Beis. Bamed Vam Amurim Bisman Shemekhe Biyod. Perish Bekunteris De Rami Alei Lamedek. It's Mekhe Biyod. So then it's Mutal Olav to remember. Afishu B'mishe Pora Im Yarzer B'mishe Nosa Namoiz. If he'll be Choyzer, the one who gave the money, that means, so it's a serious situation over here. If he won't remember who gave him the money, midaitim, who gave him Bal Kocha, so he'll be over Mishapora. Avo bizman she'ein mekri biyodei, ala shneim oich zimboi, ein ein ema. The given, the loy orei ramye, that means it's not his parsha anymore, he's out of the parsha. Loy daik liske mihabe, so then he doesn't remember. If he has a vague memory who gave me Daita, but we never relied on this. Buporich, so the Gemara asks, Menerzi, Zuze, Miman, Noket, I ain't Mekhe B'yodei Porich. Why isn't he Nema by Mekhe B'yodei? Le Perish HaKuntra is, the Perish, like he be Moris, al Meyechad Mehem. The Gemara had a Hava Mina, that's speaking about only one gave money. He says both of them gave money, and he said, I remember this one gave me Daita. But we did not believe him. Because since it's not important, it's not essential for him to remember, so we don't rely on his memory. Kach Shita Sakuntras. This is Rashi Shita. So according to Rashi Shita, the Moicha is Nemon Davke by Mekhe B'yodai. Because there's a lachat, there's a pressure on the Moicha to remember in order not to be Mekabel HaMishapora. He has to know who to give the Chayfetz to. Since there's no pressure of a Misha Pora, so Memele, his memory is not so clear, and therefore we're not mamming him. Unless one person gave the money. If one person gave the money, so then it's not too difficult a task to remind himself who gave the money. Then Afilo Ein Mekhe B'yodei is also not. Viz Amrina, the Afilo Omar, Sheyod Olay Lehemni Mishim Dolay Romi Olay Lemei. Kach shites akutres. Uma she perish te porich ein mekhe biyodi de koma dey ne nemo. The Gemara's kasha was ein mekhe biyodi, why isn't he nemo? U porich in the Gemara's nechzi zuzi mi manokya. Peire Shalois and Shanosna Mois Vading Israt. That was the Gemara's Kasha. He says, if he remembers, and Safilei Mekre Biyodai, so we'll give it to that one, if he has sold it to that one. Kasha, the Mai Yeshlonu Laminai Tvei Mi Eidech. What if Shat Nemon Bal Mekach Loimel? And he's Nemon, it seems he has an amonus, why should we believe him more than Eidechad Alme? The Kivin Shein Mekhei B'yodei Leishayich Leime Migoi Kedei Lahamim. Now, Shitas HaTaisviz is not like the Ran. Shitas HaTaisviz is the Ran for Emphataisviz Kashi. The Rashi held the whole thing is at Takonis Chachamim. Takonis Chachamim is Kozman, he has a clear picture of what happened. We gave him an amonus. Because usually there's not Edom around. So we have to give someone, and there's always, it's normal there should be Sechsuchim. So we gave the Moichan Emotus. That's how Rashi learned Pshat. The Rabbeinu Tam held there's no such takon. Rabbeinu Tam held, we'll see soon, that the whole Nemonis of the Moicher is by Ein Mekhei B'yod, by Mekhei B'yod, because he has a Migu. We'll see the Migu in a minute. So Memele, so Taisva says, if the Nemonis of the Moicher is Altsmigo, so Memele, Ein Mekhei B'yod, he doesn't have a Migu. So what's Bechlal the Gemara's Kasha? V'lech Zei Zuzi Mima Noket. What is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha? Lechein Perish Rabbeinu Tam. Bizman Shemekhoi B'yodoi. V'ozu Nemon B'tam Migu. So the Rabbeinu Tam learns differently. Lechein Perish Rabbeinu Tam. Bizman shemekre biyodei, v'osu nemon mitam migu. If it's mekre biyodei, he's nemon als migu. The motzi omar loy mocharti, oy chazarti v'konisiv. He could say loy mocharti. That means he is saying, the moicher is saying, they have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven says, I bought it. Shimon says, I bought it. Now, the Moicher has a Migu. He's saying, I sold it to him. So Shimon's timing. What do you mean, he sold it to him? He sold it to me. So the Moicher has a Migu. Listen, I'm a Musik in the Chayf. It's Mekhe B'yotri. If I wanted to, I could have said, I never sold it. Finished. Now, what are you going to do? So my mail, I'm Nemo. The Esrog is in my hands, and I can say, I never sold it. I could say I sold it to you and I bought it back. I'm a muzik. So, if I'm a liar, why do I have to say a ganza isik? I have to say, like this, I'm saying a taina that I have an amonis. I'm a muzik and I'm tining that it's mine and you're tining it's yours. You have no right whatsoever that it's yours and I'm a muzik. I would win the dentoir like a breeze. Like this, I'm saying that it's not mine, I sold it, and I sold it to Reuven, you said, no, you sold it to Shimon, and then, now we have a whole Shaila who says, I'm telling the truth, maybe Shimon is telling the truth. I mean, I could have avoided the whole thing, I had a very good lie that would be accepted and all, but I didn't. And I went and stuck out my neck, and I said, I sold it to Reuven and not to Shimon. So my mail, so you see, I'm an honest person. I have a migo. If I'd be a liar, I could have said a lie which would be accepted and nobody didn't. And I stick out my neck and I say it's not mine. I sold it, but not to Shimon. Avol ein mekhei biyadai. But if he's not, doesn't have the chayfet, ein einema, the osla shayich migo. I mean, they're holding the chayfets already. And he says, well, yes, so who did you sell it to? He says, Reuven, who are you? You have no nemonis. You're an eidechot. You have no nemonis whatsoever. You don't have a migo, nothing. You're saying you sold it to Reuven. Shimon says, you're a liar. You sold it to him. Fine. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, So far, we have over here that Nemon Balmekach Loima Bizman Shemekhe Biyodi Lizemachati Lizeloy Machati. He's Nemon Mitoiras Migu. Hey Mekhe Biyodi. He's not Nemon. That's no Chiddush. Hey Mekhe Biyodi. Meshtaitzer is not Nemon. There's no reason to believe it. Uporich Velechzi Zuzi Miman Nokat. Now, I'd like to mention Nachlas David and Bob Metzia, and how the Nachlas David explains Pshat and the Rabbeinu Tam, and then we'll see that we have to read between the lines in order to understand how the Rabbeinu Tam learned Pshat and the Sukkah. Number one, the Moich is only Nemon by Mekhe Biyodi. That's the one. Here's a Miko. He could have said, I never sold it. And he says, I sold it to Reuven. So Gabi, this sichsuch between him and Shimon, he's Nemon with him. But there's a Moichadike Diuk in the Loshen HaBarais. Nemon bal Mekach loima loze mocharti loze loima charti. Let's speak about who you got the money from. If I'll know who you got the money from, I'll know who you sold it. Nemon ba'me, it should have said, Nemon ba'me, the same thing. Nemon ba'me kechleim, lakachti mois miluven. The one that me now, that one gave money, not both gave money. And you sold it, mustama, to the one who gave the money. That's the mishata. He gave the money, and you accepted the money from him, and so you sold it to him. Why does it say, lozem mochardi? Should have said lozel lakachti mois, and everything would be beautiful. So the Gemara made a diak. You know why the Baraisa said lozel lakachti. Tell us a more of the kechidush. You know the story is as follows. The story is that Reuven gave him money, but mois ain't him kindness. Yeah, okay, mishapor. No, but mois. Let's not talk. That's gemarait. But mois ain't him kindness. Lazem Mochalti means as follows. I made a kinya chalitma with Shimon. Mochalti, my son of kindness. I made a kinya chalitma with Shimon. So that's what it says in the Baraisa. The Baraisa says the Moicher is Nemon to say who he sold it to. Now, my son of kindness. That means he made a kinya chalitma. And we disregard who he got the money from. That's how the Gemara understood the Lashon of the Baraisa. Nemo ba'mekach loima. It doesn't say, mize lokachti mois. It says, loze mocharti. So we're not looking who gave you the money, Barotzen. We are looking who you sold it to. So in other words, so the Baraisa is talking about such a case. The Baraisa is saying that Reuven gave me money. When he gave me money, it was takim. He died to takim. Gave me the money. But then later I thought about it and I decided, no, I'm going to sell it to Shimon. I made a kinya chalipa with Shimon and I sold it to Shimon. That is the chiddush of the Braise. I'm going to the chiddush. He's telling us a whole scenario. He got money, me daite for moving, but since Mois ain't him kindness, he decided to sell it to Shimon. Now, so far the Gemara Kashi, lakach peh shabene tach, bezman shemach biyoti, bozo nema mitam migo. The Motzi, Oma, Loi, Mechati, Rezat, V'knis, Loi, Mech, Rabi, Odei, Nenem, Odoz, Loi, Shech, Mik, Uporich, V'lech, Zizu, Zay, Miman, Okad, Nehei, Nami, De, Mech, Rabi, Odei, Tak, It's Mech, Rabi, Odei, Amai, Nemon. Why is he believed? Im, Yoyma, if he says, Ami, Shaloi, Kibol, Hamois, Lozen, Yisrat, Zaysi. That's the deep. That's how the Gemara was medak the lashon of the Baraisa. The Baraisa is very meduik. Lazem mochalti. It doesn't say nemon amoich eloima mizeki balti mois. So weistachois, the Baraisa is going to tell us this moira the chiddush. The Baraisa is going to tell us the chiddush that afilu, he tells us such a story. He tells us, yes, Reuven gave, you're right, Reuven gave me the money, 100% right. And when I took the money, I thought I am going to sell it to Reuven, 100% right. But then later I changed my mind. And I made a kinya chalipa with Shimon. That's what I said, lozem ochalti, not mize kibalti mois. Reuven kibalti mois, and I sold it to Shimon. The mashma de nemon b'chol inyan. ומי נמון הווה מיגו במוקי מיידם. פק זה גמור, זה בין את עמוס, דהו נמון עשו דמייחס מיקויך מיגו. צודס ענן סעדי, ואיני נמון הווה מיגו במוקי מיידם. דענן סעדי דלא איסון שנוסן המויס נשחצה. So the Gemara is asking a kasha and the law and the reisha. Neman ha-moicha loyme lo zemach alti. Why is he talking Neman? The whole Neman is only al smigu. So you want me to believe a story that's an ansadi tzicha didn't happen. You're telling me a story and you want me to believe it also. That you accepted money from Reuven. And you wanted to sell it to Reuven, and then all of a sudden you changed your mind, and you made a kinyan chalipim with Shimon, even though Shimon didn't give you a penny, and Reuven gave you the money before, and you want me to believe this? Because you have a miku. So the Moses says, it's a miku b'mokim eidim. There's a non-sadi. Tell it to the Marines, not to me. It's a non-sadi. This story is not mistava that ever would ever occur. No one does such a thing. Someone gives you money and then you accepted the money and then you decide to sell it to someone else. It's an ansadi that the zikha didn't happen. The anansadi, the la'oysay shenos namois nischatsa. That's the Gemara's kashi. So I don't understand the baraisa. How is he nemon? Umeshani, did not get zuzi mitavai. You're 100% right. If the story would, we have a diakaloshim, why doesn't it say Mizeki Baltimois? That's a problem. We'll come to this problem. But, so the Gemara says it's speaking about, you know why you don't talk about the money? Because he got money from both. Both of them gave him money. Chad midaita bechad balkoch. The one gave him midaita, one gave him balkoch. The no ketzuzi, elefize garsinen, velo yoda. We'll see soon. The mashmashin onu choshishin lidiyosai. The vaday choshishin lidiyosai ihabiyota. So the Nachlas David explains Pshat and the Rabbeinu Tam as follows. This person says, who gave you the money? He says, I sold it to Shimon. I made a kinyan chalipim with Shimon. So he asks, who gave you the money? Both of them gave me the money. It was a whole tumult. He gave me, one gave me midaita, one gave alkochai. Which one gave me daita, which one gave alkocha? I said, I'll tell you the truth. I forgot who gave me, but it was a whole tumult. I forgot already which one. But Shimon came over to me and said, listen, let's, the money we'll talk about later. Let's make a kinyan chalipin. Sell me the yasrik. Let's make a kinyan chalipin. I made a kinyan chalipin to Shimon. That's what I know. If Shimon gave me daita, I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. I don't remember. But that I do remember. I remember I made that. I'm telling you, I sold it to Shimon with a kinyan chalipin. So that is the chiddush of the baraisa. The chiddush of the baraisa is, even though in Yesod, if we would know who gave the money, he would never have the monas to tell me he sold it to the other one. But the baraisa is telling us if we don't know, both gave money. We don't know who gave me daita. We don't know who gave al kolche. But he's telling us, I don't remember. That means if he would say, I remember, he also wouldn't be there. If this guy gave me daita and you sold it to Shimon, don't tell me, don't pull the wool over my eyes. No, it's talking about, he's made it. One gave me daita, one gave al kolche. I forgot already which one gave me that, which made me call. And I decided, Shimon Esl, let's make a kinyan chalipim. I made a kinyan chalipim, found a ganesik. So that is pshat in the barais. Yeah. If he said, shalayoda, he doesn't know who gave me that. Shim yoda hava mrinen nisratzeloze. But if he would have known, and he'll tell us, yeah, I know that Reuven gave the money, and I sold it to Shimon, and then the Avam Rinen, he was Zichem Merutza to Reuven. Don't tell me you sold it to Shimon. Now there's a Moiradik Kashi from the Nachlas Dovid on the end of the Rabbeinu Tam. The Nachlas Dovid asks as follows. It would seem from the Loshon of Tosfos that if the Moicha would come and tell us like this, the Moicha would tell us, you know, the story was as follows. Reuven gave to me the money me died to. Shimon gave it Bal Kochi. That's 100% true. And, but, Lamaise, I decide I'm gonna sell it to Shimon. I sold it to Shimon. So then, Lamaise, he's not Nehemon, because it's a Mikul, the Mokim Anan Tzadi. I mean, you want me to believe you sold it? You whoever gave money died, you sold it to Shimon. I won't believe you. But who will it belong to? It will belong to Reuven. It seems that that's the Lashon of Tosfos over here. He didn't know who gave him Hidayta. She'im Yoda, if he knows, and he tells us, Reuven gave me the money Hidayta, Havamrin and Nisratzel Azaz, we would have said that he sold it to Reuven. Even though, so, Frektenach Lestovet, this is Amir Adikazach. You have here, what we're talking about, Rita Sloshna Benetam seems as follows. Reuven says, I gave you money midaiti. The Moicha says, 100%, I remember you gave me money midaiti. Shimon said, I forced you the money. Yeah, forced me the money. But then Reuven says, but I sold it to Shimon. Later Shimon came over to me and I sold it to Shimon. So that's bullshit. He's not Nemo to say he sold it to Shimon. Sadi, that I won't believe. But from Tosfos Vaistois, who will belong to? Will belong to Reuven. Because he said that Reuven gave him the money midaiti. Because he said that Reuven gave him the money midaiti. Let's ask him who gave the money. So, Taina to Nachlas David, how do you know that Reuven was, it would seem from Tosfos, that the Moicha tells us that Reuven gave the money midaiti. And the Moicha says he gave it to Shimon. So he says, why do we believe the Moicha that Reuven gave the money midaitai? And we'll say it belongs to Reuven, even though the Moicha says I sold it to Shimon. We're gonna tell the Moicha, listen, you're a liar. I can't believe you. To believe you with the Migdal, you sold it to Shimon. I can't believe you. So I'll say that you sold it to Reuven. Why do you trust me that I said, when I said that I got the money from Reuven Midaiti, why do you trust me? Because I have a migul. But you just said I'm a liar. From the Rehitis Loshen of Tosfos, it would seem, if the Moicher is the one that says that he got the money from Reuven, then it will belong to Reuven. We don't listen to what the Moicher says. So why do we believe the Moicher? The whole nemonis of the Moicha is Altsmigu. Now, if you believe him Altsmigu, listen what he says. He says that he sold it to Shimon. No, that we won't believe. Who are you wanna fool? That I won't believe. Fine. So why do you believe him that he got the money from Reuven? Unless Shimon and, it doesn't seem that Shimon and Reuven, each one says they gave me daitai. When both of them gave money, each one says, Shimon says I gave me daitai, Reuven says I gave me daitai. And the Moicha says, not Reuven gave me daitai. So the Nachlas David asks on the Rabbeinu Tam, how can we believe the Moicha that Reuven gave me daitai if you say he's a liar? Mamanavsha. Yeah. So don't believe me. So why should he give it to Reuven? I was the one that said that I got the money from Reuven be daitai. So this kasha, the Nachlas David asks on the Rabbeinu Tam. Mishnah Salevi wants to say that maybe the Rabbeinu Tam only meant we won't believe him that he sold it to Shimon, but not that we give it to Reuven. But the Lashon of Tosfos, it would seem, Shim Yoda Hava Amrinen Nisratza Lozen, it seems we'll give it to Reuven. Period. Ach Vereish Bob Metzia. So Bekitza, let us just chaz over one thing. The Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is, the whole nemonis of the Moicha is only by Mekre B'yodoi, and it's only by Mekre B'yodoi if he doesn't remember who gave him the money Midaiti. That's the whole nemonis of the Moicha. If it's ain't Mekre B'yodoi, forget about it. He's not Neman at all because he doesn't have a Migul. Like Tosfos, there's a tremendous problem under Rabbeinu Tam. Ach Pareish Bob Metzien, Rabbi Shnai Moichsen Betalis, the beginning of Metzien, there's a Sugya. Two people are holding a Talis. The Muki Lo Bigmore Bemeke Chamemka. It's speaking about that two people were wanted to buy a talus. Two people want to buy a talus. And each one says, I bought a talus. You grabbed it away from me. Ukporich Meke Chamemka. Nechzi Zuzi Mimano Kat. So let's ask the Moichel who gave him the money. Upirish Hosam Rashi, because Rashi Shita is that if he got money from one, he's Nemon Mitakonis Chachom and Fulayim Mekhe Biyod, if he got money from one. So the Gemara Kasha, let's ask the Moichel. The Gemara says, you say Yachloiko, let's ask the Moichel. Upirish Hosam Rashi, Kefishi Tosei Dohoche. That he's nemen afulei mekhe biyodei. Voit pirish os mavel gav doma peg basel the dushin to his man she mekhe biyodei ein ein emo. Va ha va ha ve kein mekhe biyodei to tavayim adukim betalas. Va mai por she ya moicha nemo. That's Rashi's kasha. So Rashi says makmin en hos but no ketzuzi mitavayo. That what he's not nemo. By ein mekhe biyodei is davke if he both of them gave money. So then, since it's leimutal all of Lisker, so he's taki unclear, he's taki vague, who gave him, he died, who gave him alcohol, right? So there's no nemonis of the takanas chachamim. Aba vahash des alka daitach noket zuzi el michat. So the Gemara of Metzia held the story is speaking about. One gave him money. Each one tainis, I was the one that gave the money. Frek the Gemara, so let's ask the Moichel. And the Moichel is Neman. When one gives money, it's not such a difficult thing to remember. So let us ask the Moichel. So the Gemara answers there, the Nakazuzi Mitavayo, the Mishnah Spring, but both of them gave him money. So Memela both gave them money. Mamish like Asugi and the Moichel, so the Moichel doesn't remember. He doesn't remember well that we should be able to trust him. Ach, le perish Rabbeinu Tam kosher, but according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara is doch apella, the Rabbeinu Tam holds, first of all, there's no takonus chacham that the Meich is nemon. The Meich is only nemon al tzmigu, and a migu is only its mekhe biyodai. And there it's talking about a mekhe biyodai, so the Gemara doesn't start, what's the Gemara's got? Ach, le perish Rabbeinu Tam kosher, the Meich porich, osam benech zizuzi, mimanokat. For the Perushoi, Avol Gavloi Nokia Tuzi Yelo Michat. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, I feel if only one gave money, Ein Lono Lahaminoi Kedefrishis. There's no reason to believe the Moicha. The whole Nemonis of the Moicha is Mitamigo, that's Avke Mekhe Biyode. Ein Mekhe Biyode doesn't have a Migo, so what's found the Gemara's Kashi? Lekach Tzorech Loimar Hosom. So Taisi says, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, even though we have the same Loshna Gemara here and there, Velechzis, Zuzi, Mima, Nokat, Leitzricha, the Nokat, Mitavayu, the same Gemara, but it's two different belt and two different kashas. Kloima, the Gemara's kash is, Hei, Chiktoni, Bimas, Nisa, not the Gemara's kash, we should believe the Moicha. We never can believe the Moicha, it's a Mekhe Biyodai, she doesn't have a Migul. Kloima, Hey, Chiktoni b'mas nisin ze yish b'ashen leibu apoches mechetshe. It says in the Mishnah, by Mekech and Memka, each one swears that at least half is his, and you say, yach leikum. Nish al lemoiche, let's ask the moiche, who gave you the money? Miman kibel amoitz. Aye, the moiche doesn't have any money, say Mekri b'yode, enuchanami. The nemonis of Neman Bala Mekir Hizicha doesn't have. Aber v'lehevi ki eid echot. Aber he's an eid echot. Forget about Moicha. Ask him who gave you the money. And what will he accomplish? He'll accomplish gebal de kezachim. V'lifter es mi shem esayeya afilo mishvu eseses. V'lechai v'shekenegde shvu edirayse. The Gemara's kash over there was as follows. Let's ask the Meich who gave the money. And the Meich will say, Reuven gave the money. So then, Reuven should not have to swear a Shavuos HaMishneh. Because he has an Eid HaMessiah. The Rebbeinu Tam says, Amir Dikishtik Teire. Just like an Eid can be Mechayiv someone a Shavuos Dereise, an Eid can Pater a Shavuos. That means if an Eid is made like one of the Balei Dvorim, like the Nitva doesn't have to swear. So Memele, so the Gemara asked the Kasha, if we have a Sichsuch over here by Mekech or Memke, so why does the Mishnah say each one swears, a Shavuos HaMishneh, the Locha should be as follows. The one that the Moicha says, I got the money from him, So that one is potter to swear. Even Ashvus Hesus the Rabbanon is potter to swear. Because the Neda Messiah patters from all Shvus. And the other one should swear a Shvua the Reise. The other one should swear a Shvua the Reise because it's Neidecho that's saying, I never got money from you. That was the only pshat the Gemara's kasha. Not the Gemara's kasha was, let's believe him, and we'll do whatever he says. We can't believe him. It's a mekhe biyodai. No, the whole shaila was that the shvuis of the Mishnah are not oiskahal, because if the meicha knows who he got the money from, so Memele, so the one who he says he gave him the money should be put to Bechlau from a Shavua. The other should swear a Shavua the Reis. Avo lo hoitzi, momen, mizev, limso, zep, shiti dey ne memle. Rake de frishis, that pshat de gemoris kash. U meshani, de noket zuzi mitar vayu. Both of them gave money. Vigam le peire shegar sinon, both gave money. But we still have the same problem. But let's ask the Moicha, which one gave me daitoi? And if I know from the Moicha which one gave me daitoi, so the one that gave me daitoi is potter from a Shvua Samishneh. And the one who gave Bar Koch, we have to swear Shvua Dereise. But Gamla Peiris Egarsine, Lo Yoda, and the Moicha does not remember. Achim Yoda, but if he did remember, Pshita shana choyshishin li diyosoi, l'chayim l'ze shvu di reise, kide pirashti. That is pshat, the Gemara in Bav Metzia.